First became a general, probably within the first couple of years, I was put on a work train in Creston Junction, which is where the Continental Divide is here, about 25 miles west of Rollins.
Okay.
So they had work doing, they were doing work there. They had, that's where they stored a lot of their gravel cars and stuff like that there. Well, I think they were laying ballast is what they call the rocks that are between the tracks and between the ties. Well, it's called ballast. So they had several ballast cars there, and they're heavy cars. And back in those days, they had to crank open those ballasts and you'd run the train, you know, maybe 2 or 3 miles an hour, and they'd open up those cars and they would dump the ballast. So it was called a ballast train. It was a work train.
Yeah.
Went to work at like 7 in the morning, got off, you know, 6 p.m. or whatever, then deadhead back. The foreman was a minority, lived down south side. His name was Gene Sanchez.
Mm.
And there were several men, when you're moving those, dumping ballast, there's several men out there working to make sure that the ballast is laying even and that the gates the are open and it's pouring properly and so on and so forth. So you kind of really have to pay attention.
Yeah.
I was told afterwards, after that week was over, that the foreman asked our boss, the train master, I think his name was Stonebreaker at that time, if I could stay on that. He wanted me to stay on that job because he liked the way I was, you know, that I was paying attention. Because those guys, you know, I mean, somebody can get hurt. You know, that's a lot of big equipment. And I felt like I was paying attention when he said, okay, stop the train or back up. I'd, you know, toot the whistle a little bit or I'd, you know, I don't know what I did exactly.
And you were the engineer on that train.
I was the engineer, that's correct. He appreciated it, that I was paying attention, that I was, you know, with it, because those men are minorities also. So, I mean, some of the guys maybe don't like being out there, they're mad. You know, a lot of times they weren't that aware, you know, they didn't, you know, or so there was probably a lot of various types of situations where he probably wasn't all that happy with whoever was running the engine.
Right.
So it makes a difference. You know, you want the people around you to be safe. I had one gentleman one time, oh, so now you're an engineer, you probably think you're outside. I said, I just want everybody to be safe. I'm not trying to out there to make it in a big name or anything like that. I just want to get off the train and be and have all my limbs.